I am a real creature of habit when it comes to my diet. Mm-hmm. I usually eat the same thing every day. I eat 6 meals a day.
Just like the rest of us. Famous people, celebrities, you know, just like us.
I've got a guy who works with me, and he lost something like 120 pounds, and he eats the same thing every day, all day long. Mm-hmm. And he puts it all in like one big tub.
Yep.
I saw it. I was like, that's a lot of chickpeas, bro. But if it works for him, it works for him.
That was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And you got to imagine, to have a physique like that,
yes,
it certainly requires a certain type of diet. But what if you paid a guy to follow you around with chicken and feed it to you? Because that's exactly what he does.
I mean, The Rock's got plenty of money. And that body makes The Rock money. So keeping, you know, track and taking care of that body, it's an investment.
Raven, Julie, Justin, The Rock has a chicken guy. So one of the members of SNL was talking about it in an interview. And he said that when The Rock was on the set,
yeah,
he had a guy who followed him around with a giant case of chicken. Like, basically, when you go to a baseball stadium and they got the hot dogs, and mm-hmm. they're coming around, hot dogs, except he's got all this grilled chicken. And then routinely, randomly, the guy would pop in every once in a while and tell him that it's chicken time.
And he'd throw chicken in his mouth.
He's got to eat chicken.
Down his gullet.
I mean, we have become so obsessed with protein as a society. I feel like I never even heard the word protein until I was like 30. All of a sudden, it became such a big thing. We all got to eat the protein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that was something that they were just gearing it towards past a certain age, but you're right. It seems like things were a little bit loose and fancy free back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get big, you put other things into your body before. The Rock's doing it natural, so it requires a lot of chickens.
But I was thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. If you could have somebody follow you around all day and feed you something routinely throughout the day.
Yes.
What would that one item be? Because it would not be grilled chicken for me, I'll tell you that.
What would it be for you?
This is so boring after giving it way too much thought.
Yeah. You were like, what a great dream. What a life.
I have an unnatural fear of dehydration.
Oh,
and I don't drink enough water.
What, is going to have somebody follow you around with water? You can get water wherever you want.
Rain.
No, I want somebody to squirt me in the mouth with water. I want to say, Anna, stop it. Turn around.
Like
four
the person that,
right now.
That comes out on the field during a sports game?
Yeah.
And they've got the Gatorade bottle and they
squeeze it right into my mouth. And they force me to drink it because I know it's good for me. I know I need it. And then I drink 3 cups a day if I'm lucky. And I don't know what my problem is.
Okay.
I need a water squirter.
All right. Water squirter person.
Yep.
How about you, Julie?
Mine is less about what I would want them to give me to eat and more about what I would want them to apply. Because I'm always afraid I smell.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend tells me I smell.
Wow.
Like he'll let me know, which I appreciate. So I want somebody to carry around some deodorant.
Right. Are you stinky? Are you a naturally stinky person?
I guess I'm just a naturally stinky. So I want somebody hour two of the day, pits up.
After an hour?
I don't know.
What kind of regimen are you doing?
I don't want to smell.
I think it's probably time for a better deodorant, anything.
Well, that's another thing.
I smell today. Today I smell.
Yesterday I smelled.
Yeah, I have spray tan on me, and I try to mask it with some Chanel No. 5. I stink.
I cut the grass late yesterday. Did not shower after. I might smell a little bit.
Maybe it's everybody, and it's not me.
Okay, it could be.
Grass is a good smell. I used to have a cologne that was scented as grass, which I thought was my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that, hippie. So, Justin, you can have somebody follow you around with something. What's it going to be?
I think
besides
it's gonna be
cologne.
It's going to be a pillow. Because I need someone behind me at all times to be like, you need 5 minutes right now. Just put your head down. But 5 minutes and then get up and then keep going.
That's not bad.
But that's nice.
But 5 minutes every third or fourth hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go regular meal and dessert because I like options. I'm just going to say a sandwich guy that always has a sandwich at the ready for me would be great. Not great for my health, but I would love that.
What kind?
Ham and cheese, lettuce, tomato, extra mayonnaise. It's always the same, Julie.
Makes sense.
I mean, you haven't written that down yet? You're the producer of the show.
You know what? Speaking of that, and speaking of Julie smelling.
Yeah.
Enough.
I think it's time for all of us to smell each other. And there's a specific reason why. It's coming up next.
What?